Archers for the week, 20 to 25 August 2000.
Done.
All safely loaded.
Oh, yeah. Very carefully supervised by Pip.
She's really excited about her sheep being in a race, isn't she?
Yeah. Bert's nearly as bad. You'd think you'd been training the Derby winner.
I hope they win.
Are you sure you don't fancy coming?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a good chance for you to rest with this all out of the house.
Well,
I know I tired you again.
It isn't just that. It's the idea of seeing all those people.
Oh, I see.
I haven't really been anywhere that public since the operation. Certainly since I started the chemotherapy.
But you look fine, love.
I know. It's just either people talk about it or they don't.
Those would be the two options, yeah.
Right. Oh, you're very good to me, you know. Putting up with all me moods.
Nothing to put up with. Well, better get on. The children will be champing at the bit.
Tell them I want to hear all about it.
I shouldn't worry about that.
And shake a rattle for Usha for me.
Yeah, we will. You have a nice rest. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So which do you reckon is your best prospect?
They're all good. Little Pip Archer was telling me the one with the black ears is the fastest. What's she call it?
Linford. Is that what you reckon,
Bert? I've told you, you'll get no inside tips from me.
You weren't asking for none.
Well, I'd like to come and look at the runners. You're not going to be handing out tips about how to win at Spoils Rushing, are you?
Well, there's a reason for that.
Joe, at last, I've been looking for you everywhere. We need you to tell us how to set up the Spoils Rushing.
Well, your husband sorted it. I drew him a picture.
The wheel keeps falling off the hay rick. Come and show us where to stick it.
Now, that's an offer you can't refuse. Well, I ain't seen the own farm sheep yet.
You mean they haven't arrived? Oh, honestly.
No, it's all right. I can see Jennifer and Brian coming.
Goodness, it's been one crisis after another. My chill zone tent's collapsed twice already.
Chill your nervous, dear.
Oh, that is boiling.
Not when the wind gets up in
it. Do you think that'll affect your car, Will?
You won't tell me about your sheep. I ain't telling you about my will.
That's fallen off twice, too.
Afternoon, everybody. Is this where we should put our sheep?
Ah, yes, there's plenty of room.
Good enough for you, Jenny?
Thank goodness you've come. We were getting worried.
I wasn't.
Well, it's a bit near the tannoy, isn't it? It might disturb them.
Darling, they're sheep, not racehorses.
Oh, I thought that'd be a good thing. Get them used to it.
Oh, that's true.
If you could just get them here, I have got other things to worry about.
It won't take a minute to bring them over.
You don't need to worry about the spoil trushing. What I don't know about spoil trushing.
Nobody else does.
Well, I can give you a hand if you like. Now, would you mind keeping an eye on the sheep for me, Eddie?
It would be my pleasure.
I think we can manage, Bert.
Well, I'll watch them after that. Give you a chance to take young Alice round the stall.
That's all settled then. Come along, Joe.
Oh, thanks, Bert.
Well, don't forget Alice has promised to help with the pony ride.
Not till later. Where will they be, Linda?
Down by the duck pond. I'd like a word with Alice if I ever get a moment. Would she be interested in auditioning for the Mikado?
Oh, she might.
Any excuse to dress up?
Tuesday, ain't it?
Yes. You coming, Bert?
Oh, I ain't decided. Cass, if you need any help with the script.
W.S. Gilbert got that pretty well under control, I think, Bert. Now, how about you two? I need some Japanese gentlemen.
Oh, we'd love to, wouldn't we, Dad?
Would we?
Well, you know our situation. Living hand to mouth.
Driven from pillar to post, every man's hand against us.
And one man in particular.
If you mean Brian,
no, he's...
If the cap fits...
Look, he's doing everything he can for you.
Oh, then we really are in trouble.
Let's just go and get the sheep, shall we?
Oh, that's so unfair. At the board meeting on Friday...
Board meeting? What was that about then?
What's he said now?
The sheep, Jenny. Before the Olympic Committee whisked them away to Sydney.
Hollerton Silver Band already. What's the time? Oh, no. Jennifer, get the sheep. Joe, you come with me.
Yeah, don't you fret. Well, I don't know about spoils. Ain't worth knowing.
You're wrong about Brian, Eddie.
Jenny, leave it.
Yeah, I'll bet.
What's all that about?
Oh, the usual. They've always got to have the last word. Not this time. Any road, ain't you going to give a man?
Well, they said they could manage. Hey,
why don't you go and get yourself a bite of dinner, then? While you got the chance, eh? I'll keep an eye on the sheep for you.
And the home farm sheep too, mind.
Oh, you don't think I'll take my frustrations out on a few dumb beasts? I'll take especially good care of them. Off you go.
Oh, I'm feeling a bit peckish.
No funny business, mind.
I'll look after them as if they were my own. Yeah. I might even give them some dinner.
Come on, Alistair! Pass it!
Usha, Usha, man on, man on!
Hey, good dummy!
Oh, wow. Of course, the Premier League don't usually play in 6 inches of water.
Oh, look at Brenda!
Whoa!
She got past Nigel!
Yeah, well, just to get past Nigel. Come on, Brenda!
Oh, it's only the keeper to clear now.
Hey, she aims!
Wow, she's...
Yes!
What a boy! And right on a half-time whistle.
Yes.
Hello.
Hey. Hello, love.
Ruth, how nice to see you.
Hello, Robert. You look flushed.
Yeah, it's far too rich for my blood. I'm going to have a bash at the gentle old English sport of spile thrushing.
Well, you're not staying for the second half.
I don't think my nerves would stand it. See you, Ruth.
Yeah, bye, Robert.
Bye.
So is Usha's team winning?
Yeah, Brenda scored.
Brenda?
Yeah.
Oh, where's Josh?
Oh, Mum's got him. Over there, look.
I'll go tell her you're here.
Thank you.
She'll be pleased too.
Oh, what a welcome.
Well, I'm glad to see you too.
Oh, you're very patient with me.
Oh, don't be silly.
I've been a right old misery guts, haven't I?
Well, you're entitled.
I'm not. I've been in okay, which is more than you can be. You must be shattered.
I'm fine.
And there you were, take the children off again without a word of complaint.
There's nothing to complain about. Anyway, I'm pleased you changed your mind. Oh, and somebody else is.
Oh, you came. What's happened to a fate worse than death? Didn't trust you to deliver the goods without me to cheer you on. But I hear you've done good.
All the better for seeing you.
Hey, good girl.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Brenda's my secret weapon. Siobhan didn't think I've got a striker. She expected me to play men up front.
No. Your tactics are spot on. Alistair and Mike at the back.
Nothing gets past them.
No, not even Roy and William. I mean, their speed's no use to them at all.
Well, she may change her tactics for the second half.
Oh, what can she do? I mean, she hasn't got a left-footed player.
Thank you, Ellen Hansen and Gary Lineker.
Oh, sorry, are we boring you?
No, my husband and my best friend ignoring me so they can talk football. I love it.
Stand by your trusher.
Oh, well done, Robert. That's another one,
isn't he? He's going to be a hard man to beat.
He's been practising.
How could he? We didn't know how it worked till he got it set up.
Yeah, you will have been the only ones.
Just because you young'uns hadn't heard of it.
How'd you get on in the five-a-side, William?
We lost. I scored, though. Scored the equaliser. And then Nigel Pargis just threw it all away.
Shh, the wheel's turning again.
And that's a Debbie Gerrard. Come catch a cold.
You know, I'm sure my feng shui has helped, Robert. Our house is such a haven of calm and contentment now.
Stand by, you trusher.
Look, he's having a go first time.
Well, he might do it. It's all in the twist of the wrist.
Oh, that was a good whack.
Reckon you can beat that third try?
Well, I'm going to have a darn good try.
This is such an exciting game. I'm surprised it isn't more popular.
Oh, it used to be. See it at every village fete.
And then someone invented television.
Jennifer didn't find anything about it when she was researching her book.
Oh, you don't find this kind of thing in books.
Ah, the oral tradition.
Ah, that's right. Handed down from father to son and son to grand.
Oh, well done, Robert.
Yeah, that was pretty good, wasn't it?
It's a great game, really skillful.
Yeah, I said that.
Surprising it is more popular.
I said that.
This is your tradition, isn't it? People saying the same thing over and over again.
Don't you be cheeky. Yeah, you played a cunning spoil.
Stand by your trusher.
It's a cricket. Gives you a good eye for the ball.
Set right, no ball.
William, you take no notice.
Yay!
Because he lost the football.
It matters not who lost or won, but how we played the game. Isn't that right, Robert? Now, I must go and get ready for the sheep race.
Yeah, I'll come with you. It's got to be more exciting than that.
Tell Bert not to be too long.
Oh, he won't be the way he's swinging.
So, do you think I'm going to win, Joe?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Stand by your trusher.
Now, you puts me in mind of old Dusty Awful. Now, he was a trusher and a half, unbeaten in three counties.
Look at that, eh? It was common in the Midlands then, was it?
Oh, yeah. From the Derbyshire peaks to the Oxford Wolds, from the Black Mountains to the Fleshy Fens, hardly a haystack without its spoil wheel.
Boy, could you keep it down, Joe? You're putting me off me trust.
Attention, please. The great sheep race will commence in one
I'm so excited. I'm sure Olympus going to win.
Do you want to go and give her a pat for luck?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you careful, sweetheart?
Sorry.
No bones broken. She's excited.
She's convinced her favourite sheep will win.
Not Linford. Black ears and fast legs.
You've heard of her?
I've got all my money on her.
I hope you're not both going to be disappointed.
Oh, I don't think so. Now I just need to find Dad. Oh, hi, Bert. Congratulations. We'll all celebrate later.
Oh, I'll hold you to that.
Celebrate what?
Well, it looks like I've won the spoil, Trashy.
Well done. I hope that's a good omen.
Well, we'll soon know. Look, Linda's picking up the bucket of nuts. Hey, they're off!
Go on,
Linford!
Go on, Linford!
What's the matter with your own farm?
Go on, Linford!
Well, worse things happen at sea.
And the individual winner of the sheep race is the star of the Brookfield team, the sheep with the black ears and the golden fleece, the ever popular Linford.
Our sheep simply didn't run. Not after all my training.
Got more sense.
That was a shame, wasn't it?
Ooh, sheep. Well, you can't win them all.
You certainly ain't won this one. We have, ain't we, Dad?
We have.
Yeah, quite a packet. We've all got something on Linford.
How nice for you.
What made you pick her in particular?
Must have an instinct for livestock.
Yeah, he gets it from me.
Of course, it's not much use to me now, but I could still see your sheep were a bunch of losers.
Hey, just a minute, Eddie.
Living too easy. Lost their edge.
Look, insulting us is one thing, but when you start on our sheep...
Only one thing wrong with your sheep.
What?
Too well fed for their own good.
Eddie, you come back here.
Oh, come on, darling. You've got to admit it was funny. All our sheep standing about like that, not a care in the world. Maybe they're right.
First you won't let me stick up for you, and now you won't let me defend our sheep.
Well, let them have their little triumph. I won't be laughing long.
Oh, I just don't understand it. After all my training,
Let's face it, Jenny. You can rattle a bucket of sheep nuts, but you can't make sheep run.
Oh, yes, very funny.
Neil has a bone to pick with Eddie.
You are getting rid of it, then.
Yeah, they're going like hotcakes, mate.
Yeah.
Or hot compost. Hey, do you want some? Don't worry, I shan't run out.
No, the sooner you run out, the better, as far as I'm concerned. Still an awful lot of bags here.
You know, I'm selling as fast as I can.
You won't get through that lot in a month. You sure there isn't anywhere else you could store it?
Oh, when I've been kicked off my farm and I'm squatting on the land of the bloke who kicked me off.
Oh, I was only asking. I am doing you a favour.
Oh, I know. If it hadn't been for good mates like you...
Look, well, you don't need to go on about it.
Well, I'm a bit edgy at the moment. I reckon Brian Aldge's got another nasty surprise for us.
Moving you on? Well, if he was going to do that, he'd have done it by now, wouldn't he?
Oh, maybe. Oh, I'm not so sure. Heroes, I need as much cash behind me as possible. I want to get this sold as much as you do.
But you got to admit, you pulled a fast one on me in the first place. There was a darn sight more of it than you said there would be.
Oh, give me a break. I'm fighting for me life here.
Well, I just don't like being taken for a mug.
You're not. I tell you what, when I've got rid of it, I'll cut you in for a percentage of the profits. A sort of ground rent. I'll buy you a pint in the bull tonight to seal the deal. I can't say fairer than that, can I?
Yeah, she's in tonight. Tomorrow be okay. You know Fallon's very welcome to come if she wants to. Okay, not Thursday then. Friday's a bit of a problem because I need Cathy for the weekend rush. Oh, hang on a minute.
Oh, sorry. Am I interrupting?
Cathy. Yes, it is. Right. Right then. I'll do that. Bye. You're early?
You could have carried on your conversation.
I didn't need to. Well, I'll be getting off to the cash and carry.
Not so fast. I want to talk to you.
Oh, right.
Without being interrupted, preferably. That was Jolene.
Yes. I'll ring you back later.
Don't feel you need to tell me.
What did you want to talk about?
Jamie.
Is something the matter with him?
Oh, apart from having to leave his home and having his life turned upside down?
You left me. That was your decision.
I didn't have much choice, did I? Not once I found out about you and her.
I thought we were trying to keep Jamie out of it.
We are. That's exactly why I wanted to talk to you. We need to get him into some sort of routine.
How do you mean?
About when he sees you. It's very hit and miss at the moment.
I see him as much as I can. Well, I want to, you know that.
I know. But there's no pattern to it. Routine's important to children. His life's confusing enough as it is.
You mean every other Saturday, two nights in the week? I mean, does it have to be that formal? He's welcome here any time he likes, you know that.
Not when she's here.
Oh, Kathy.
I mean it, Sid.
Do you really think I'd do that?
I don't know what to think about you anymore.
As if I'd complicate things for him like that. We're having enough trouble with Fallon.
My heart bleeds for you.
All right, you do it. Draw up a rota.
Don't you want to discuss it? Sometimes it might be better for you than others.
I don't mind. I'll go along with it. I just want to see Jamie.
There. If that one blows, I am giving up farming.
David, what's the matter?
Oh, would you believe we had another puncture? I'd hardly got across the yard.
Better here than in the lane.
Oh, I suppose so. Could have done without it this afternoon, eh?
Won't hold you up that much, will it?
I hope not. The contractor's determined to get over to Bridge Farm on Wednesday. We need to crack on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, why, it's not your fault the trailer had a puncture.
It's held up harvesting me being off, hasn't it?
No. Normally, I'd be out contract bailing myself, so...
So we lost that income too.
So I've taken your place for our harvest. Money doesn't matter. We'll make it up.
Where from? We spent months telling Elizabeth how tight things were.
We'll do it. Look, stop worrying. It can't be good for you.
I know.
The quicker you get better, the quicker everything will be back to normal again.
Right.
And that's what you've got to concentrate on. That's your job for now, right? You leave all the rest to me.
It's just so frustrating.
Look, what are you doing out here anyway? You're supposed to be resting.
I thought I might take a quick look at the cows.
Oh, while the rest of us were all safely out of the way, eh?
With calving starting any minute.
Well, we've got it covered.
Have you?
Yes. Bert's keeping an eye on them.
Oh, I see.
Mum took the kids out so that you could have a nice, peaceful afternoon, not come sneaking out to the field.
I just feel useless when the rest of you are working so hard.
What did I just tell you your job was? Your job is to rest. You look shattered.
Oh, that's frustrating, too. I had a really nice time at the fair, but it wiped me out.
So, you have a good long rest this afternoon, and you'll be fine again.
Oh, evening, Caroline.
Evening, Cathy.
Not many in tonight. People are still harvesting.
Oh, I suppose so. Just as well. Sid's not back yet. I don't know what I'd do if there was a rush.
Isn't he? Well, where's he gone?
The cash and carry, supposedly.
Well, that's a pity. I wanted to talk to both of you.
What about?
Oh, lots of things. Your strategy for picking up the cat and fiddle trade, for one. You may remember we said we'd talk about it a while ago.
Oh, yes. You'll have to wait for Sid, then.
It is a month since I brought this up. You must have had some thoughts.
It's hardly been top of my list of priorities at the moment, Caroline. Anyway, that's all Sid's responsibility now.
Is it? You see, that's another thing we need to discuss. I've tried to be tactful. You know I'm sympathetic. But your marital situation does have implications for the business.
Excuse me, I think I heard someone in the ploughman's.
Cathy? Oh, wait, hang on a minute. Oh, great. Oh,
here it, Caroline.
Hello, Neil.
Oh, evening. Marvellous, isn't it? Been in livelier funeral parlours and you still can't get served. Mm.
Is it always as bad as this? I haven't been able to get down as much as I'd like. Some are so busy.
For the farmers too. That's why it's quiet.
Yeah, and the fact the landlord and the former landlady can't bring themselves to speak to each other.
Eddie.
Well, it's true.
Well, it's not like they're rowing.
No?
Yeah, it might be better if they were. You could chip icicles off the atmosphere in here most nights.
Is that true, Neil?
Well, it's only to be expected, isn't it?
It's the one thing the punters can't bear. I mean, Ray and his missus, that had the cat before the gay boys. Like Punch and Judy, weren't they, Neil?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, came to blows more than once.
Good heavens. I don't imagine that was good for trade.
No, people loved it. Added a bit of spice to the evening. Well, Snatchy's to run a book on who'd sling what when.
Yeah, but that's not the kind of pub Caroline wants to run.
Maybe not, but it was full every night.
But where is Daddy?
I don't know, Pip. I'm sure he'll be back soon.
He said that ages ago.
Why don't you just get into bed and wait for him?
I want to wait for him here.
I could come and read your story.
I want him to read it.
You'll have to wait then.
But why isn't he here?
I've told you, Pip, I don't know. Now, will you please just shut up?
Hey, what's going on?
David, where have you been? You said you'd be back.
I'm sorry, one of the cows started calving.
You said they got that covered.
She shouted at me.
I'm sure she didn't mean to, Pip. Bert was out with the contractors. I was the only one available.
She did.
I'm sorry, but please don't keep on.
You should be in bed anyway, Pip.
I was waiting for you. I want my story.
All right, off you go then, and I'll be along in a minute.
I want you to come now.
Pip!
Don't shout at me again.
I wasn't going to.
Come on, you go to bed like a good girl. I'll come and read you your story, and then Mummy will come and kiss you goodnight.
I don't want to go. You can come now.
Pip, don't talk to Mummy like that.
Oh, leave her. I don't blame her.
I'm sorry I'm late, but there was nothing I could do. I found the cow in labour.
I don't blame you either. I'm sorry I snapped at you, but they've both been playing
you. You should have rung Mum.
David, if I can't get me own two children off to bed after resting all day, what can I do?
Pip didn't mean it. She doesn't understand. I'll have a word with her.
No, don't. Let her have one parent she can like at least.
Oh, don't be silly. She loves you, you know she does. We'll sort it out.
I get so tired. I'm so fed up with it.
Oh, Caroline, have you got a minute?
Yes, of course. I'm still hoping to see Sid.
Aren't we all? Oh, I'm sorry about earlier.
Oh, that's okay. I know this is hard for you.
Yeah, well, there's no point in cutting off my nose to spite my face, is there? I need this job.
I did wonder why you stayed.
It's the only source of income I've got just now. So, I better try and make it work, hadn't I?
Caroline?
Where on earth have you been?
I got held up, you know what that cash and carry's like.
Well, it doesn't matter, you're here now, so we...
It matters to me. I've been holding the fort single-handed.
And you've hardly been rushed off your feet, have you?
That is one of the things I want to talk about. If we don't pick up the cat and fiddle trade
that
soon...
That isn't the point. If you expect me to cover for
and
you...
And that's another thing. What are your precise responsibilities in this new situation? Perhaps it'd be helpful to lay down a few ground rules.
OK, and I'll start.
Here we go.
I don't expect to run this pub for Sid, so he's free to go and visit his lady friend. I did enough of that when we...
I have been to the cash and carry.
That wasn't really the sort of thing I meant.
No, not very helpful. Maybe we should look at some of these strategies for picking up trade. I have had a few ideas.
Oh, stuff your strategies. I'm sorry, Caroline, but this isn't going to work. I can't discuss business plans after what he's put me through. If it wasn't for Jamie... It's bad enough having to work here without having to talk about it.
You wanted to work here. Oh, what's the use?
She told me she wouldn't be here at all if she didn't need the money.
She said that?
What would happen then? How could you run the bull without Kathy?
Well...
Sid, this should be a time of great opportunity for the bull.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
I think I've been very patient.
You have. I am sorry. It's just been... Well... I've never known anything like it.
I don't mean to sound unsympathetic. Your personal life's your own concern, of course, but...
I do have a business to run. Yes, I know. Look, why don't you come back on Wednesday and we'll talk about it then.
Well...
Give me a chance to get my ideas together properly. And it's not one of Kathy's nights here, so that should help.
Seems like it might.
I won't let you down, Caroline. This pub means more to me now than it ever did. Believe me, I'm really going to focus on it now.
Hayley has found something extraordinary at Willow Farm.
This must be the European compost mountain.
Hiya.
Hi, Brenda. Another hard day in the studio, was it?
On the phones, mainly. Mm. It was my turn to screen the claws for our agony aunt.
Like Ross and Fraser. Oh, how glam.
Yeah, they have more interesting problems in Seattle, though.
Not my best mate dumped a load of mushroom compost in our yard. Is he trying to tell me something?
Neil was supposed to be having a word with Eddie about it. Doesn't seem to have done much good.
Oh, Marjorie's ordered a couple of bags.
Oh, that's a start. You on your way in or out?
Out. I just popped in to see Roy. I was trying to persuade him to come and audition for the Mikado.
You'll be lucky.
I wasn't. He says he's too busy now he's started this new job.
Yeah, he's keen.
Yeah.
Thinks there might really be a future for him at Grey Gables.
Oh, I hope so. I thought it would be a laugh, though. Something we could do together.
Hmm. Suppose.
Quite fancy going for a part, anyway.
In the Mikado?
Yeah.
It's hardly Mamma Mia, is it?
Good parts for women.
They're all schoolgirls.
Exactly, just our age group.
What do you mean, our?
Oh, come on, Ren, come and audition with me. Be a laugh.
Oh, you keep saying that. It doesn't sound any more convincing.
Sound. Now, there's an idea.
What is?
It would make a wonderful radio feature. What do you think? Culture in the countryside. What Mike Lee did on film, Brenda Tucker does on radio.
Hmm. It's good to be on at Christmas, isn't it?
Just before. Linda thought she'd start in good time this year.
Mm, we are always looking for Christmas features.
Mm.
And it would be a bit different. Oh, they're usually so predictable.
Were you there last Christmas?
Do you want me to come or not?
Yes, yes, I do.
Right, go on then. Just let me get myself a bit of tea.
Great! Two little maids from school, are we? Something...
Hurry up and finish your dessert, Robert. We're going to be late.
You can go ahead and help me, can't you?
No, I can't.
Don't know why you need me there at all. You know I can't sing. After what happened last year, I'd have thought
you could stand in the chorus of Japanese Gentlemen and mime. But that's not the point. I need you there for moral support.
I don't see why.
You've got to help me stand up to Phil Archer.
I'm sure you're quite capable of doing that for yourself. Phil's a reasonable man.
Oh, that's what you think. He can be very stubborn.
And you can't?
I am not stubborn, Robert. I am firm. There's a difference.
If you say so, Lindy.
Sometimes one needs to take a stand.
Quite often in your case.
Well, you think I'm right, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What about?
The Mikado.
Sticking to the original doily cart staging, huh? Yeah, very, well, original.
No, 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 not that, though we shall, of course. It's much more fundamental than that.
Is it?
Yes. Phil seems to think it's more important that people can sing than that they can act.
You might have a point. It is an operetta.
Oh, I'm not stupid, Robert. I know that. But it is also a drama, a play, a comedy.
There's no need to go through the thesaurus. I get the point.
Well, I'm glad you do. Phil doesn't. If I've explained it to him once, I've
explained
it.
Gilbert and Sullivan used to have a lot of arguments, didn't they?
Well, so I believe. What's that got to do with anything?
And poor Doily Cart got stuck in the middle. Still, at least he made some money out of it.
I do wish you'd concentrate, Robert. I really need you to be on the ball tonight. You know Larry Lovell had the nerve to put his name down.
Well, he's got a fair voice, hasn't he? I mean...
Oh, wonderful! A traitor in my own camp. You're on Phil's side already, and we haven't even had the auditions.
I was just pointing out that since the man claims to have played the Red Shadow for Feldersham Light Opera Society the last 30 years, he can probably carry a tune.
And what does that matter?
Are you saying he can't act, either?
I am saying he is a disruptive influence. He has no esprit de corps. Theatre is a cooperative venture. Musical theatre even more so. That man has to have all his own way all the time. I am not having him in my production.
Ah, everything all right?
Oh, hello, Dad. Yeah, she's fine. Nice little heifer, too.
Oh, good.
And I think that number 63 is about ready, too. Should have another one for you by the time you get back.
I wish I could stop and give you a hand.
Oh, it's all right. I can manage. Anyway, can't leave Linda to do all the auditioning on her own.
You mean I daren't? She doesn't seem to understand that if people are going to take part in a Gilbert and Sullivan production, they need to be able to sing.
I suppose it would help.
I mean, really sing. It's wonderful music, but it's not easy.
Ah, I'm sure you'll work miracles.
I may have to. I hear Ruth was a bit down last night.
Oh, she told you.
Well, Jill got it out of her. She'd shouted at Pip or something?
Yeah, that's right. I don't think it was as terrible as Ruth thought it was. Pip seemed to have completely forgotten about it this morning.
Well, that's what Jill told her. All parents lose their tempers with their children sometimes, usually because the children have driven them to it.
Pip can go on.
But the children survive. They don't expect their parents to be saints.
No, that's right. Usually Ruth would have forgotten about it in the morning too. It's just, you know, at the moment.
Yeah, I know. Little things get out of proportion.
Yep.
Jill told her she was the same when she was ill. I think that cheered her up a bit.
Good old mum. Oh, I'm glad she's going to keep her company tonight.
Well, it seems sensible, with me out and you busy here.
Yeah. Oh, she seems to find it easier to talk to women about some things.
Well, you can understand that.
Yeah, I suppose so. tried thinking if it was me, you know, if I had, I don't know, testicular cancer or something. Well, indeed. It's the nearest equivalent, isn't it? I mean, I'd probably feel more comfortable talking to a man.
Well, yes, as long as it wasn't me, I mean, I shouldn't be much help.
You might surprise yourself, Dad.
I don't know that I'm being much help to you now.
Oh, that's not true. Look at all the extra hours you've been putting in. We couldn't have coped without you.
Well, practical help's always been more my line.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I wish there was something I could do to lift Ruth's spirits, you know, take her out or something.
Why don't you? I mean, now harvesting's practically over.
Well, I thought about it, especially when she had such a good day at the fete. But that completely wiped her out. She's still recovering.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I'll just have to come up with something.
Oh, pray make no mistake, we are not shy. We're very wide awake. The moon and I.
She's got a lovely voice, hasn't she? I didn't realise.
There have been a lot of surprises tonight.
Thank you, Hayley. Now, if you'll just excuse us while we go into the judgely huddle.
Oh, no, I wish you wouldn't say that.
Do you think that's everybody?
Looks like it.
I thought the Mikado had quite a big cast.
It should have. Well done, Hayley.
Yay!
It's all right.
You're fine.
Oh,
better than any of the other women.
That's not true. You were great. And Christine Barford.
Yeah, she was a surprise.
Not as much as Julia.
Oh!
Wasn't she awful?
I wonder you'll be disappointed.
So will Julia.
Linda practically promised her the part. I mean, she was a professional.
Yeah, yeah. Professional bird scarer.
But she's got a lovely voice.
I'm not disputing that.
And she's a natural comic. She'd make a wonderful yum-yum.
No, she wouldn't. She's more mezzo than soprano.
You could transpose it.
I could not. But even if I could, I wouldn't. The Sun and I is one of the most beautiful songs ever written for the soprano voice.
Well, it's not going to sound very beautiful if we can't find anyone to sing it. So, never mind that for the moment. What did you think of Brenda?
Well, I don't know.
What was that extraordinary Sawyer Grundy sound?
Smack my bitch up.
That's what I thought. I can't believe my ears.
He was in a mood because Emma didn't show up. He'd only come because he thought she was.
Oh, poor Neil. Turns up to tell us Emma's too stressed out to audition and ends up auditioning himself.
I think he was quite chuffed, really. Fancies himself as a bit of a thespian, if you ask me.
Do you reckon?
Always the quiet ones.
But she's a fine comic actress.
But she can't sing. Haven't we had this conversation before?
Julia Pargiter was born to play Katisha. Gilbert could have written the part for her.
Sullivan couldn't.
Well, I admit her singing voice was a little rusty.
A little?
Obviously not quite what it was when she stole the limelight in Oklahoma, but...
Linda, the only part she could play in Oklahoma now is one of the cows. Her voice is gone.
Katisha doesn't sing that much. Just keeps saying, and his daughter-in-law elect.
Have you read the libretto?
Well, perhaps I didn't read every word of the songs. I'm leaving the music to you.
Well, in that case, I suggest we...
So you don't fancy Mum's idea, then?
Oh, it's really sweet of her. But I don't think there really is room for the three of us at Willow Farm, however much you change the bedrooms round.
You and Roy are looking for somewhere to live?
Yes, not having much luck.
Mum reckons she could squeeze them in at our place.
Well, not with a separate room for Phoebe. Mm. If we're not going to have that, we might as well take up Marjorie's offer.
Yeah, I suppose so.
At least the flat at Nightingale Farm is self-contained.
Over my dead body!
Oh, my God.
Doesn't sound too good.
Creative tension.
That's one word for it.
Do you think we could go now?
Yeah, it doesn't look as if they're going to be deciding anything tonight.
It doesn't look as if they're going to be deciding anything this side of Christmas.
Oh, well, I could do with getting back. Mum wasn't feeling too good. I want to check on her before she goes to bed.
I'll see what the score is.
Good luck. You're a braver man than I am, Gunga Din.
He can manage the patter songs.
He's too old for Coco.
He can sing and he can act.
And he's a disruptive influence.
Well, I haven't got much time for the man personally either, but we can't afford to be choosy.
All right, then. He can be the Mikado.
Simon Gerard would make a perfectly good Mikado.
Pooh Bah.
Don't be silly. Jack's Pooh Bah.
Jack can be front of house.
And who'll be Coco?
Well...
No Yum Yum, no Nanky Poo, no Coco, no Mikado.
We'll just have
Look,
to try...
Can we all go home now? I mean, you're not announcing anything tonight, are you?
No, we're not.
No, it's all right, everyone. I'll put the list up next week. Good night.
And I must go too, Nidna. Good night.
Where are you going?
Home. I left David with a tricky carving. I can't leave him much longer. I'm sorry.
But we haven't decided anything.
I have. We'll talk about it
But
in the
Phil, morning. Phil...
Goodbye, Linda.
There, you see what I mean?
It's getting late. You'll probably make more sensible decisions after a good night's sleep.
There aren't any decisions left to be made, according to our musical director. I don't know why I bothered coming at all.
Ah, that's a pleasant sight.
Ah, twins. Heifers, too.
Oh, wonderful. And no problems?
No, all went very smoothly.
Ah, well, I'm glad something did.
Oh, dear. How were the auditions?
Well, let me see. We haven't got a Yum Yum or an Anki Poo. Simon Gerrard will play the Mikado if I have anything to do with it.
Linda wants someone else.
Linda wants Larry Lovell.
What? Good heavens, but I thought...
Only to prevent him from being Coco. Of course, the fact that he is the only man we auditioned who came within spitting distance of being able to sing those patter songs is neither here nor there, as far as Linda's concerned.
Hang on, you are talking about the woman who cast Robert Snell as Alan Adele.
Oh, Robert was there. He didn't audition, but I expect she'll be ringing me up tomorrow to suggest he plays Nanky Poo. Oh, no wonder Sir Arthur Sullivan died young. Well, relatively young. Ah, it's nice to hear you laugh.
Well, you're very funny when you try.
Perhaps I should try more often. Look, I've been thinking about you wanting to do something special for Ruth.
Yeah?
Well, why don't you just make her a nice meal at home? Your mum always likes it when I do that.
Dad, you can cook.
Oh, anybody can cook if they can read a recipe. I'll find you something foolproof. It's worth a try, isn't it?
Need to do that.
Well, I thought it could do with a trim.
Ed did it.
Yeah, exactly.
It looks fine. Come and have a cup of tea with me in the garden. I'm sure we could both do with one.
Yeah, okay. Oh, it hasn't been a great day, that's true.
Oh, what's happened?
I found a dead cat by the incubator.
Oh, a feral cat.
Dunno. Could have been. Dead anyway.
Must have been upsetting. But
the thing was, then I found her kittens in a sort of nest under the shed.
I see.
Well, two of them were dead already. Three weren't. I couldn't just leave them.
So you didn't?
Well, no. Only Greg says I've got to drown them. Said it would be kinder.
Oh, you know he's right. They can't survive on their own. And no one's got the... What's that noise?
Noise?
Yes, in your pocket.
Oh, I just couldn't do it.
William!
Do you want to see them? They're really sweet.
No, I don't. I don't want to get attached to them as well. We can't keep them here, William.
Can't we?
Where we put them?
Well...
They're wild cats. We can't have them in the house. Besides, what about Meg? And if we leave them in the outhouses, the other feral cats will kill them.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Face facts, William. Neither you nor I have got the time to feed them.
I suppose not.
Who would have? No one out at work.
No. Yeah, that's the point.
If you really can't face drowning them, couldn't you ask Greg?
Well, I don't need to.
William, they can't stay here.
Oh, don't worry. Thanks, Caroline. You've just given me a brilliant idea.
So you really don't want to come out this evening? Sorry. It's a shame. You'd like Celia. I've told her all about you.
Have you?
Well, we're only going in for a quick drink, which is why I thought you might be interested.
I've told you, I don't want to come out tonight.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to snap. It's just...
Something's the matter, isn't it? I thought you sounded funny when I rang.
Yeah.
You want to tell me?
Oh, it's so pathetic. Look.
Oh.
Lords came out when I was combing it this morning.
Oh, dear.
Oh, pathetic.
Look, losing your hair is just a side effect of the chemotherapy.
It doesn't always happen.
Doesn't it?
No. I thought I was going to be one of the lucky ones.
Oh, Ruth, I'm sorry.
I never thought of myself as someone who cared much how she looked.
You always look fine.
You know what I mean. Hardly ever wear makeup, always in my jeans, only go to the hairdressers to get my ends trimmed.
No one could call you vain.
But I am. I've got Nice hair, thick, shiny. Even if I never do anything with it.
Well, you will again. It'll grow back.
I know. Pathetic. This treatment's to make me better, and I can't even take one tiny side effect.
You are being very brave. It's not easy.
It just feels like everything's been taken away from me, you know. First me breast, now me hair, the things that make me a woman.
Oh, no, I don't think that. The children, David, they're the people who make me what I am. I should remember that.
Look, when I found out about Richard and Shula, I went out to buy a bottle of bleach.
What? For your hair?
That was the idea. I found myself in a chemist's asking them for the best stuff they got to turn myself into a blonde.
A blonde?
They must have thought I was crazy. I think I probably was.
Your lovely raven hair.
I had one piece of luck. The pharmacist was Asian too. She talked me out of it.
What would you have looked like?
Scary.
Oh, I'm sorry, but...
I know, it's ludicrous. All I'm saying is these things go deep.
I suppose so.
Any crisis, you find out things about yourself. Surprising things.
Not all of them pleasant.
I'm not having you beating yourself up because you're upset your hair is falling out.
I just wish I could be a bit more... Oh, I don't know. Generous.
Generous?
When David wants to make a fuss of me.
It's only natural.
He wants to make me this special meal. He's even got Phil looking out recipes for him.
Oh, that's sweet.
It is. Usha, it just isn't us.
Isn't it?
Romantic meals for two in our kitchen. We are the king and queen of the takeaway pizza.
He has cooked for you before. On special occasions.
I don't want special. I just want everything to be ordinary again. Do you understand?
I think so. But it isn't me you should be telling.
So she's definitely coming down this evening?
Yeah. So we can have a look at some of these strategies.
Do you want me to go home then?
Oh? Don't be silly. Why should you?
Don't worry. I'll be discreet.
Oh, don't bother. She knows what the situation is.
Oh, don't mean we have to shove it in her face.
She's only worried it's affecting trade. Once you see some of the ideas we've come up with.
Oh, I hope she'll be impressed. I think they're good.
Well, yours are some of the best ones. By rights, you should be in on the meeting.
Oh, hold your horses, Sunshine. I don't think Kathy would be too thrilled by that if it got back to her.
She made it perfectly clear she's got no real interest in the pub anymore. Still, you're probably right.
I'm always right. You got to handle Caroline with kid gloves. She can make things very tricky for you.
She wouldn't do that. We're old mates. She knows I'm the best thing that ever happened to this pub.
Yeah, I'm modest with it.
With you by my side, I could conquer the world.
Yeah, we only need to pick up the cat and fiddle punters.
And we are. I got two coach parties coming in tonight. Ex-cat trade. Pub will be heaving.
Good. Caroline would be impressed. I was lucky.
Lucky? What do you mean, lucky? Why do you think I asked her down tonight?
No, not just a pretty face.
All part of my master plan. Hello, the Bull Ambridge.
Oh, hello, Brenda.
Oh, dear. What's the matter with her? Oh, it's a shame. Yeah, yeah. No, I'm sure you're right. No, don't worry. We'll cope. And tell her not to worry and get well soon, yeah? Yeah. OK, bye. Bye.
What's the matter?
It's Betty. Got some sort of summer flu or something.
Oh, dear. Poor her.
That sounds nasty. Says she won't be able to come in tonight.
Blimey, Grandad. I thought someone were having a bonfire.
And a good evening to you, too.
Well, it was a good evening until you started polluting it with your old baccy.
It's very comforting.
If you say so.
Yeah, I was sitting in the sunshine, looking at them trees, drawing on a roll-up. Maybe life ain't so bad after all.
You sure it's only tobacco you've got in there?
Well, we thought I was going to end me days. Still, at least we ain't in that hell hole in Borchester.
No, so you can keep as many animals as you like.
You what?
I got a present for you.
Oh, yeah? What's that then?
These. Aren't they dinky?
Where'd you get them?
I found their mother dead. Here, take one.
Come on then, little fella. Yeah, I surprised Greg Turner didn't tell you to drown him.
Well, I did. They don't need to die. I just need someone to feed them.
Yeah, so I see. Look at this little one sucking at my finger.
Oh, he likes you.
It's the only way you could do it. Giving them milk off your fingers.
Oh, is that right?
Or with the inside of a fountain pen. If you could find a fountain pen.
Well, I could try.
Well, you ain't got time to look after
them. I know I ain't.
Well, Greg was right. It would have been kind
of... But I know a man who has.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, go on. You're that good with animals. Oh, go on, Grandad, please. I'll come to the barbecue.
I didn't know you weren't coming.
And I won't tell anybody about the spoil trashing.
Eh? What about it?
I've been talking to Greg. He reckons he made it up.
What does he know?
It ain't in Jennifer Aldridge's book.
It's the oral tradition. Who talked to her?
And all the people you said knew about it were dead.
So?
Spoil trushing. I ask you. This must be the only village in the country where people would be daft enough to believe you.
Mm-hmm. All right, done. Yeah, but don't you breathe a word, Mike.
This is ridiculous. Jolene, when you've got a minute...
Sorry, love, I'll get you when I can.
When I've served the men.
What on earth's going on?
Evening, Caroline.
I haven't seen the Baldur's Fall since Christmas.
Word must have got around about the new attraction.
What new attraction? It's no good waving it about like that. I shan't come any quicker. You wash your mouth out.
It wasn't what I had in mind when I invited a colleague for a quiet drink in a charming country pub.
Yeah, I suppose it was. It is full, though.
But will it stay like that when word gets round? Kathy's still got a lot of friends in this village.
Yes.
And they're not going to be any more comfortable about seeing Jolene behind the bar than I am.
No, perhaps not.
Anyway, I must get back to my friend, see if she's died of thirst.
I suppose you haven't seen Sid?
Oh, hi, Joy. Oh, cool, ain't it?
Oh, that's one word. How did you get on with the kittens?
Oh, ace. Grandad said he'd take them.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah, I thought he might, ever since the ferrets. Well, I think it'd be good for him to have something to look after again.
You're a very thoughtful boy.
Caroline, I'm sorry. Have you been waiting long?
No, not really.
Only, as you can see, it's a madhouse in here tonight.
Yes, why?
For two coach parties. Cat trade. Picking them up, just like you wanted.
Yes, but...
On toast with a spoon!
They're certainly enjoying themselves. Can I get you a drink, young man, before I start my business meeting?
Oh, no, tar. I'll go and join the crowd.
Oh, right. Yes, Jolene's ever so popular.
Yes, maybe, but why is she here? Were you thinking?
Well, Betty called in sick. Jolene was available. She's doing me a favour.
And what happens when Kathy finds out?
She won't. Anyway, it was an emergency. The bar's full, the punters love her. What's the problem?
The problem is that your personal life's affecting the business. You've got to sort this out, Sid.
Yeah, I know. And that's why we're having a meeting.
I think we'd better postpone it. I didn't think this atmosphere is very conducive to clear thinking.
It's a full pub. I thought that's what you wanted.
I want you to take a long, hard look at your situation and decide what you're going to do about it.
Fair enough.
Good. Let me know when you think it'd be helpful for us to talk again.
Yes, I will. I know what I'm going to do about it.
Sid, can you give me an hand, lover?
Yeah, of course. For you, sweetheart, anything.
Piece of toast, love.
Dad, I never eat breakfast.
Oh, we'll have a nice lunch after you got your results, eh? Celebrate.
Celebrate what? There ain't gonna be nothing to celebrate.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true, love.
Isn't gonna be anything.
There you are. That's English language school.
Emma!
How many more times do I have to tell you? I've really blown it. I might as well start getting used to it.
Oh, there's no point in arguing. We'll know soon enough.
Yeah.
Would you like me to give you a lift up to school, love?
I told you, I'm going with my mate.
Hey, there's no need to get surety with your dad. He was only trying to help.
No, it doesn't matter.
I didn't ask him to. I can find my own way to school. I'm not that stupid.
You're not stupid at all. You've already always done so well.
Not this time. Why do you always do that, Mum? You're always putting pressure on me.
I'm not.
You are.
There's no pressure, love. Look, it doesn't matter how you do in
doesn't
these exams.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, I just meant, you know, we love you, whatever.
Oh, and that's going to get me a job, isn't it? Sorry, I ain't got no GCSEs, but it don't matter. My dad loves me.
I only meant that
you think I failed, don't you?
No!
You do? Well, that's just great. My own dad's got no faith in me.
Well, it evens us out, doesn't it? I think too much of you. Your dad doesn't think enough.
Oh, stop getting at me! You can't leave me alone, can you? Even today, the most important day of my life.
Emma!
Oh, leave her. Oh, there's no talking to her when she's in this mood. Can't do right for doing wrong.
I just don't like to see her this upset.
Oh, it'll be all over soon. Wait till she gets her results and sees how well she's done. Then she'll be all smiles.
Can you pass them out, love?
With pleasure. I could never get enough of this.
Oh, there's more in the fridge.
Not milk. Seeing you over me cornflakes is like a miracle every time.
The novelty might wear off once we were living together.
It wouldn't.
Even if it meant seeing Fallon too.
She'll come round.
Oh, I wouldn't hold your breath. It's going to be a long haul.
It doesn't matter. We'll get through it. I think we could get through anything. Now we're together.
Well, let's hope so. I just want to get through today without another major bust-up.
What, with Fallon?
Well, not with you, dummy. You think I'm a miracle.
Put on earth to bring light into my life.
Yeah. Well, Fallon thinks I'm an old bag out to ruin hers.
Oh, because you don't want her to go out tonight.
Yeah. Too many kids toasting their success or drowning their sorrows. Bound to end in tears. So, I really need to get back to mine in time to find out what she's up to. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Not till this afternoon, though.
Oh, no. I said I'd be back to get her a tea.
You'll be here for lunch, then?
Yeah. You got something special planned?
Yeah, sort of. I wondered if you'd like to give me a hand in the bar.
Again?
I'd really appreciate it. And I'm sure the punters would.
Well, you don't need me. Betty don't work lunchtimes. Anyway, what about Kathy?
Yeah, rang while you were in the shower. Won't be coming in today. Jamie's a bit off colour.
Oh, poor little mate.
Nah, I don't think it's anything serious. Well, any excuse if he has me. She's got no enthusiasm for the job anymore.
Can you blame her?
Whereas you, well, seeing you behind the bar last night, I realised what we've been missing all these years.
Oh, I don't know, Sid. Not everybody was pleased to see me, you know.
They'll come round.
Well, maybe it's a bit soon.
No, I don't think so. Sooner they start getting used to it, the better.
But is it all going to come out?
It might.
So you won't have any hair at all?
No. It'll grow back, though.
Good heavens, Pip, haven't you finished your breakfast yet?
I was talking about Mummy's hair.
Grandma's on her way over. Why don't you find Josh and go meet her?
Because I want to talk about Mummy's hair.
She's got a very interesting box with her. I think it might have biscuits in it.
Josh, let's go find Grandma.
Save some for me. You shouldn't bribe her with food.
Well, it works, though, doesn't it?
It's all right. I don't mind Pip talking about me hair.
Don't you?
At least I can try to get her used to the idea.
I just didn't want her going on about it till you got used to the idea yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just came to tell you, I've got everything fixed for tonight.
Oh, right.
Mum will have the kids, Dad will keep an eye on the cows, and Bert's promised to come in if there are any difficult carvings he can't handle on his own.
That's very good of everyone to go to this much trouble.
Well, they know you deserve a bit of spoiling.
But there's so much to do now, harvest's over. All the baling, doing the stubbles, checking the sheep.
All under control. Eddie's coming in to give a hand with the baling, Dad's doing the stubble, I'm checking the sheep.
Oh, good.
So, Dad and I can knock off early to get going with this meal.
He's coming to help you.
Well, only if I get stuck. He did offer to be my sous chef. He's quite into it.
But he's so kind.
Well, I just wanted to give you a treat so you can forget about everything for one evening.
David.
What?
Nothing.
And that's enough from you. I had quite enough of your treat last night. Sorry to keep you, Neil. What can I get you?
Oh, Jolene. Just a half, thanks.
Coming up.
Busy in here today?
Yeah. We had a couple of coach parties in last night. Looks like some of them come back for more.
Sid'll be pleased.
Yeah, he is. They're a nice enough crowd. I'll introduce you to some of them if you like.
No, I can't stay long. Got to get home.
Just a thought.
Emma will be back any time now with her GCSE results.
I just needed a bit of Dutch courage.
Oh, she'll be all right. Bit of a brain box, your Emma. So Fallon said.
Yeah, well, Susan thinks she'll do okay, but you never know.
Here's your off. I'm sure you'll be back in here tonight to celebrate.
Yeah, thanks, I hope so. Yeah, I think that's right.
Oh, yeah,
Jolene!
Yes, love?
There's a small meeting of your fan club in the Bowmans. Huh? Think they'd appreciate a personal appearance.
I suppose you mean they want serving. Right, you are.
Thanks. Ah, she's a real assie, all right.
Yeah, I'm sure, but...
Got me out of a hole. Betty off last night, Kathy this lunchtime. Don't know how to cope without her.
Kathy doesn't know, then?
No, she doesn't want to.
Well, she's not going to be very pleased when she finds out, is she?
Not my problem. I was in a jam. Jolene got me out of it. That's all there is to it.
Yes, old girl, I think you'll do.
David?
Hello, love. What are you doing up here?
Oh, fancied a walk. How are you getting on?
Oh, not too badly. There's a few looking a bit ropey. Do you want to sit down?
Please.
Yeah, it's dry enough.
Yeah. Sit with me.
Yeah, okay. Unless you'd rather we went back to the house.
No. Oh, I love the view from Lakey Hill.
Yeah, but if you're tired...
I just came up a bit too fast, that's all.
Well, you are supposed to be resting with this exciting evening ahead of you.
Yeah. David.
Yeah?
About this evening...
Uh-huh.
Would you think I was the most ungrateful woman who ever walked the earth if we gave it a miss?
You are feeling bad.
No, honestly. Look, I know I should have said something before.
You don't like the idea?
Not really, no.
Oh. Oh, well, doesn't matter.
It does. It was so sweet of you to think of it.
Well, I just wanted you to, you know, enjoy yourself a bit.
I know. And that's why I couldn't go through with it. Pretend we were having a romantic evening... knowing you'd be looking at me with my hair like this.
I don't care about your hair. Anyway, the less hair you have, the more I can see your lovely face.
Oh, David. You're so... Oh, I don't deserve you.
Wish you'd stop saying that. Look, love, I just want to help you through this. I'm simply trying to work out how. I mean, if this meal wasn't a good idea...
It was a lovely idea. It's just... Oh. I don't know if I can explain.
Can you try?
The day I found the lump, it was quite an ordinary day. I did the milking. No, you must have, because I fetched Pip from school. We had tea, pizza probably. I gave Josh his bath. You read Pip a story. We talked about Elizabeth.
Mm. How can we ever have thought that was important?
Then we watched something daft on TV. You fell asleep on me.
As usual.
As usual. Just an ordinary day. And then I was getting ready for bed. I found the lump. And I thought I was never going to have any more days like that. And that's all I wanted.
Well, that's just not on, flaunting her like that.
Well, if he needed help in the bar...
Don't give me that. He could have rung me up. Oh, Clary, where was she?
I don't know.
He's just trying to move that woman in. Kathy will soon put a stop to that.
Yeah, but she doesn't know.
Well, somebody had better tell her then, hadn't they?
Oh, no, Susan, don't you get involved.
You know how angry she was. No one told her what was going on before.
Yes, but I was there when she found out. And if you'll take my advice...
No, never mind that now. She's back.
Oh, dear.
All right, love. How did you get on?
There. Now perhaps you'll believe me.
Oh, I'm sure it's not as bad as all that.
Here, let me see. Mm-hmm. No, this is fine. B in drama.
Drama, yeah. Really useful.
C, religious studies. C, home economics. C, English language.
Well, sounds good to me.
What do you know?
Emma! D, geography. Well, you never like that. Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
What's the matter?
You'll see.
Well, I was just a bit surprised at the English literature, that's all. You've always been such a bookworm.
A lot of good that did me.
D. Well, that's nearly a C.
You really do live in a fantasy world.
Science A. Well, you've always been stronger on the arts.
Yeah, that's why you got a D in English literature.
F in maths.
Maths is hard. Everybody knows that.
F! F, Dad! F for failure! F for freak! F
oh,
for...
come on, love. These may be a bit disappointing.
A bit?
I think they're good. Better than I could have got.
I don't mean to diss you, Dad, but you're a pig man. I wanted to go to college.
You still can. You've got 4 passes. All you need to do is retake your maths.
Retake it? I don't think so.
Look, lots of people do. It's no disgrace, bright girl like you. Yeah,
you were nervous. Next time you'll know what to expect.
I worked my socks off for this. I'm not going through it again.
But Emma...
I'm not. That's it.
Those yoghurt pots, Clary. Oh, this is getting a bit runny. Need to keep an eye on that.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like you're going to have a wonderful barbecue tonight.
I wasn't so sure when Eddie suggested it, but... Well, now Joe's more himself again, and Eddie's doing well with his compost, and he's going to be doing Mrs. Snell's patio.
Oh, yeah, she was telling me about that at the fete. Sounds like a big job.
Pays well, so maybe we do have a bit to celebrate.
That's about time.
Even Edward's promised to grace us with his presence.
Would you like to come? You'd be very welcome. Oh, I'd love to, but we're having a family powwow tonight. We must get something sorted about the shop.
Still haven't found no one to replace Peter?
No. Tommy and I can't keep covering. You know how it's disrupting work here.
Well, I don't mind doing a bit extra.
You're a rock, but it's no way to run a business. I don't know why Helen can't find anyone.
Might take some time.
Well, she's contacting the people we shortlisted for the job. It's not as if she's starting from scratch.
You've left it to her.
I had to. Maybe I should have a go myself. She can be a bit brisk on the phone.
Yeah. You got to go down there today?
No, Tommy's there, reluctantly.
Only I were hoping to pop down the shop in my dinner hour, get a few things for the barbecue.
Oh, that's fine.
Even if I was a bit late back.
Oh,
the idea was Eddie would meet me there and run us back up the caravan so we could set things up.
Oh, I see.
But he can manage without me. I know we've got a bit catching up to do here.
No, that's all right. After all the extra you've done for us this week.
If you're sure.
Yeah, I'll give you a lift. I've got the yoghurts to deliver.
Oh,
damn, I could have asked Cathy if she needed anything from the shop. She's been a bit housebound with Jamie having this summer flu thing.
Oh, that's why she weren't in the bowl.
Yeah. It's lucky he's over it now. She's taken him over to play with Daniel, then she's going into work.
Be some fireworks, then.
I think she and Sid are more or less keeping an armed truce these days.
No, I didn't mean with Sid. I meant with Jolene.
Oh, Cathy's not going to go out of her way to find her.
She won't have to. Not with Jolene working behind the bar.
What? Since when?
Wednesday night, Thursday dinner time.
What is Sid thinking of?
I think that's pretty obvious. But Cathy don't know.
No, I'm sure she doesn't.
Hope I ain't there when she finds out.
Now, that's 2 for Mr. Pulley.
Eddie, have you got a minute?
Morning, Mrs. Snell. Lovely morning.
Not so far. What's all that?
Finest mushroom compost in the county. Do you want some? I've still got a few bags left.
No, I think we've got quite enough of your bags at Ambridge Hall as it is.
But all the builders' merchants have been, have they?
Yes, they have.
Good.
It depends what you mean by good. There's 2 dumpy bags, is that what you call them?
Yeah, that's right. One of sharp sand and one of fine.
If you say so. Several bags of cement and a cement mixer in our driveway. It looks like a builder's yard.
Well, can't make an omelette without breaking eggs. All the stuff I need to start work on your patio.
So when are you going to start, Eddie? I don't want it there any longer than is strictly necessary.
Yeah, first thing Monday morning. I couldn't start until all the stuff was there, could I?
Well, now it is. What's wrong with today? Or tomorrow?
Yeah, sorry, no way. I'll still be getting all this lot out.
Couldn't that wait?
No! Got customers relying on me.
Yes, and I'm one of them.
Don't worry. Get all this delivered over the weekend, then I can give your patio my undivided attention next week. Really crack on.
Well, I suppose we can live with it for a few days.
Yeah, of course
you
can.
I'm sure it's really bad feng shui.
You are?
That's why I'm having so much trouble with the Mikado. If I'm blocked in physically, how can I expect my creative energies to flow freely?
Who knows?
Thank you, Eddie.
Look, I'm blocking Jean Harvey's driveway at the moment. If I don't get on, her creative energies might be flowing a bit too freely in my direction.
No, I can't stop to chat either. I'm on my way to see Mr. Booth. Do you know if he can sing?
Haven't the foggiest.
Do you think he looks Japanese?
What a shame. After she'd worked so hard.
Oh, I don't understand it. She says she just froze up when she came to the exams.
It does happen. Often to the bright ones, too.
Her results isn't that bad. They're better than her Williams.
No, Tommy's. He had to retake his maths.
Oh, you got him to do it, didn't you? Persuaded him to go to college. Emma just won't hear of it.
She's still upset, I expect.
Yeah, of course she is.
I just can't bear to see her throwing her life away.
Come on, it ain't as bad as that. Oh, we're really worried about William, and look at him now.
Yeah, same with Tommy. I know it's hard for you, Susan.
It was such a shock.
Come on, it's not the end of the world.
I keep telling her it's only a setback. She can still go to college.
Yeah, that took Tommy a bit of time to come round to the idea.
Did it?
Yeah. He was all for just getting himself a job. Of course, in the end, that's what it came to.
And look how well he's doing. Like our William.
They both got things they wanted to do. Jobs to go to. College is our Emma's only chance.
Oh, Susan, that's just not true.
Well, it is, unless she wants to end up like me. I've failed her.
Don't be daft.
What more could you possibly have done?
Oh, I don't know. It's just all gone wrong. This wasn't the way I thought it'd be.
Never is with kids, is it? I can say that again.
Emma's never been one to give up. I don't know what's got into her. She's always been so determined.
Well, she still is, isn't she? Determined not to do what you want her to.
Oh, I suppose so. Oh, maybe I should just try to let things lie for a bit.
I know it's hard, but keeping quiet's often the best policy.
Neil'd agree with you there.
Can get you into trouble sometimes.
You won't hear of me letting Cathy know about the disgraceful way Sid's behaving. Or has she found out?
No, I don't think so.
I wonder if we should tell her.
I think that's up to Sid.
But she was so angry with me before, when she found out so I'd been keeping quiet about the affair.
You don't know how angry she'd have been if you'd told her.
Flaunting Jolene like this. How's she going to feel when she knows? It's so humiliating.
She said it's what a friend should do.
I'm not doing it. It's their marriage. It's up to them to...
Cathy, morning.
Morning, everybody. What's this, a mother's meeting?
No. No, Pat and me was just delivering yoghurts.
Oh, I'm sorry, I should have thought. I could have got some shopping in for you.
It's okay, no rush. I'm not due at the ball till one.
You are going in today?
Yeah, now Jamie's better. I don't like to leave Sid short-handed.
Shouldn't worry about that.
Jamie's okay then?
Yes. Seems to be one of those two-day things.
Must be what Betty's got.
Oh, yes, I wondered where she was.
2 days is about right. Tommy, she felt a bit funny on Wednesday, then got worse that evening, so she wasn't able to do her shift in the bull.
Really? Well, Sid didn't let me know.
Well, he probably didn't want to worry you with Jamie being ill.
Oh, come off it, Pat.
Well, I hope he didn't think I'd be too small-minded to help out in a crisis.
Of course he didn't.
He didn't need you to help. He'd got Jolene.
Jolene?
Yes. Look, I'm sorry, Cathy, but I thought you'd rather know.
Jolene?
Yes. You said you would last time.
Jolene was working behind the bar.
Maybe when you talk to Sid about it, he'll explain.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, if it were an emergency.
Wednesday and Thursday.
She's been there all week.
We don't know that.
Don't we?
Oh, you mean the minute my back was turned? Well, when I was looking after our sick child, he had that woman. Oh, well, we'll see about that.
Oh, dear.
But don't look at me like that, Pat. She had to know sometime. And the sooner the better, if you ask me.
Is it all right if I pin this up, please, Sid?
What's that, then?
About the Mikado.
The cast list already? That was quick.
No, no, no. Still some hard bargaining to be done there. Phil has an obsession with people's voices.
Well...
I know. Of course we need singers, but we need actors too. And a chorus, which is what this notice is about.
And all they need is a nice pair of legs.
Hardly. They'll all be wearing kimonos.
Oh, pity. But if you're still looking for singers... Oh, no, she might not be interested.
Who are you thinking of?
Sid Perks! What the hell do you think you're playing at?
Kathy, whatever's the matter?
Oh, don't give me that. You know perfectly well what's the matter. Oh, hello, Linda.
Hello.
I don't. What am I supposed to have done now?
Why did it surprise me? I knew I couldn't trust you.
Maybe I'll just...
But I didn't think even you would sink this low.
If you'd tell me what you're on about...
I'd better be getting on.
All right. If that's the way you want to play it. You moving Jolene Rogers in.
I've done no such thing.
If you'll excuse me...
Oh, really? So who was serving behind the bar on Wednesday and Thursday? Her twin sister?
I really shouldn't have been.
Oh, that.
Yes, that.
Betty was ill. You weren't available.
I was nursing our sick child.
I could just get by then.
Oh, no, don't do that. Don't use Jamie.
Me use Jamie? What did I say to you on Monday evening? Only Monday.
I don't know, Kathy. You say so much.
You see, you're in my way and I...
Jamie does not set foot in this place if that woman's here.
He wasn't going to, was he? He was ill. You were looking after him.
Oh, dear, I'm sorry to hear that.
And you took advantage of that.
I took advantage of nothing.
Is he better now?
I've got a pub to run. It's what's keeping Jamie and you fed and clothed.
Oh, how dare you! How dare you say that?
To just squeeze...
After all the work I've put in. The work I'm doing now.
What work? You don't care about the bull anymore.
Do you blame me?
Jolene cares. She's a damn good barmaid.
Oh, is she? And is she a damn good cook and a damn good manager? Do any of her talents extend outside the bedroom?
Now, just a minute.
Please let me go.
Well, she can serve behind the bar. She can run the restaurant. She can take over this place, lock, stock and smoking barrel, as far as I'm concerned, because I quit. As far as I'm concerned, I am never going to set foot in here again.
Well, if that's the way you want it, fine. Because it's certainly what I want.
Sid, I'm so sorry.
Don't worry.
I would have gone, but I was trapped.
Sorry you got caught in the crossfire.
It's so sad.
It's bound to end like this. Been coming a long time. Maybe it's for the best. Clean break. Excuse me. Need to make a phone call.
Do we really need all these cans?
Well, that's going to be the hitter.
You shouldn't encourage them.
They don't need encouraging.
I suppose just this once. As it's a special occasion.
My barbers are always special.
All the family together.
We'll make the most of it. Here we are. Home sweet home.
What's that on the door?
Bit of paper.
Oh, no. I bet it's a note from William or Edward to say they can't come.
Looks official.
Eh? What was he say?
What the?
What, Eddie?
Thorpsham District Court. Order to appear. Next Wednesday.
They want us off the land.
I knew Brian Aldridge was up to summers.
Every time I think we've been through the worst.
Oh, don't you worry. We'll fight it. And this time we're going to win.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.